Thank you. Attic name Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I put my phone on airplane mode so you can't text me and screw me up now. Hey, look, Bo's here. So, look, all I want to do is share for about 20 minutes, and I was told that my topic is the history of the Chesapeake and Potomac region. So that's all I'm going to talk about. You know, I got a lot of things I could say. I want to thank the convention committee for asking me. It's great to be on a panel with Stanice and Bo. I can't believe it. I'll tell you, my first time I went to CMP, I was at the first NA history workshop that was held in the Chesapeake and Potomac Regional Convention. It was in this convention center in 1990. Bo was one of the speakers, and they also had the secretary of the WSC share, former secretary of the WSC share the meeting. And it was my first NA history workshop. It was the first time CMP convention, and it blew my mind. I mean, I knew that things had happened in NA before I got here, but it really kind of piqued the interest that really a lot of things had happened. And the things about people told me, if you want to do some recovery, you want to get and stay clean in NA, you'll do some service. And I figured out that what these people were talking about was people did service to make sure that NA would happen for them and for the people to come. And it was our actions of goodwill that made a difference for the whole world. NA is so much different. Nobody knew when they said, well, look, let's start a convention. Let's start some meetings here. Let's do some of this. It would change their lives. It would change other people's lives. And it has changed the face of the world. NA history is a story of a miracle. And I'm grateful that I got asked to share. Look, I've been always about trying to get details. I started working the program. If someone said, oh, look, here's so-and-so, and his story's in the basic text, I'd say, hey, how are you? What's your clean date? And I'd write it in my basic text. You know what I mean? I've been like NA scavenger hunt. I hated history in school. Look, but I found Narcotics Anonymous, and I love NA. I love what it's done for me. You know, I can't believe my life. I thought I was going to be here at 3 o'clock today, and I got a text message from someone at like 8:30 saying, hey, are you going to be here at 11:15 for that 3 o'clock meeting you're sharing? So I dropped everything and just bolted on down here. Anyway, grateful to be here. Look, for some of you guys, I know not everyone knows this, but let me tell you what the Chesapeake Potomac region is right now. I think that's kind of part of the picture, right? It's 11 areas. Comprised of 11 areas, Battlefield, Central Maryland, District of Columbia, Dulles Corridor, east of the river, Frederick, Montgomery, Norvana, Rock Creek, South Potomac, and Tri-County areas. And the service to NA meetings by these areas is in the town of Alexandria, Falls Church, the city of D.C., and these counties, Prince William County, Fauquier, Fairfax, Prince George, Loudoun, Frederick, Montgomery, Prince George, St. Mary's, Charles, Calvert, and a meeting in Howard County. According to the meeting lists, February, March of 2011, that serves 370 weekly meetings and seven that meet at a variety of times, you know, more than one meeting. That adds up to 413 weekly Narcotics Anonymous meetings. I don't know if I'll step ahead and tell you, to put that in perspective, I think at the beginning of 80, there was about five meetings in that area. So that's, 31 years? That has 413 meetings. It has a web page, regional service, subcommittees, convention, helpline. Perform services to aid the areas, to aid the groups, to carry the message to addicts in the greater Washington, D.C. and outlying vicinity you never have to use again. 32 years ago, hardly any NA in this area. Okay, there was no basic text. There were only five IPs, a little white book. If you don't have addicts, you don't need areas. If you don't have areas, you don't need regions. You don't need services. I've heard some stories from the early members. They talked about getting a hold of a little white book. They said, wow, we can start Narcotics Anonymous. NA starts when two addicts get together, talk about the 12 steps and 12 traditions, and say, let's have a meeting. You know, I used to hear a lot when I first got clean, how does NA grow? Coffee pot and resentment. Just need two addicts. All right. So in finding out what I want to say about NA history, I want to say that our fellowship's called Narcotics Anonymous. And I looked at the information that I gathered up over time and talked to a couple people that I felt had information that I wanted to say. And I decided I can do this without naming anybody. because our last name is anonymous. I don't think that any one person is really that important. Probably 10,000 people or more have helped do service to help addicts recover, find recovery, get clean in this vicinity. So it doesn't make sense to throw them out there, even if they were like the RSR. Do you know what I mean? Like, RSR gets anonymity too. So one of the things I brought was this service manual. This is the blue service manual. I think this one came out in 78. One of the stories that I got, I listened to East Coast NA History Workshop that was held at the Towson East Coast Convention in 85. And the guy who was doing the history workshop said that he was getting clean in AA because there was no NA in the Southern Maryland or in Maryland, 301 Maryland. Well, I want to say 301, except all of Maryland was 301 back then, but 301 now. And he was hanging out at this AA clubhouse, and he knew he was clean off all drugs and going to AA. And a guy shows up from Georgia and says, look, I just started going to school here, going over here to College Park, and I'm going to start a meeting. It's going to start June 15th of 80, and you should come to it. You know what I mean? He was running around going to places where he thought he might find some addicts and said, let's get this thing started. And I'm pretty sure that that guy coming from Georgia would have had one of these because he would have been part of probably one of the areas in Georgia at the time that they started in like the late 70s. So he had an idea of what was going on with organized service. And that's like one of the things that, you know, once you got service committees, then you got people making meeting lists. Then you got, if you happen to run into a meeting, then you got a meeting list and you know where to go to find the next meeting. You find members in this kind of thing. Anyway, so in trying to reconstruct what I'm going to say, and I don't have that much time, I spent 5 minutes telling you what I'm going to do. Look, we have access to World Service Minutes, regional meeting lists, past convention schedules, area minutes, area meeting lists, convention programs, newsletters, speaker tapes, and world meeting directories. So I whipped out my world meeting directories and looked and saw that in 1976, this whole area that what first formed CMP region, which was like all of Virginia, all of D.C., all of Maryland, and East, which I want to say all of Delaware, but I don't think there was any N.A. in Delaware at the time. That's just what I think. You can show me wrong. I'd like that. In 76, there were two loners listed in the World Directory. No groups. And World Directory is a lagging indicator. It comes behind what actually happened. You know, we write the history. This is trying to tell people how to find a meeting in 76, but, you know, there could have been some meetings. You know, 78 World Meeting Directory says there was one NA meeting in this vicinity in a town called Falston, Monday at 8:30. I'm sure that's in the Susquehanna area. I think there's a meeting in Falston, but not at that church. So if you care about that, you can drive by there, see if the church exists, see if maybe you can start a meeting there. Look, so I looked in the WSC minutes in 79. Worldwide NA, there were seven regions. There were none that said, hey, we're here from groups in Maryland, D.C., Virginia. So whatever groups were here, we weren't hooked into anything that I know of. In 1980... WSC Minutes, a lady from Virginia was there, but there was no representatives from this portion of the world. And the lady from Virginia said, oh, NA is 2.5 years old in Virginia Beach. We got nine meetings a week. And I think they've started a region. There's two meetings in Richmond, and we're joining up with Washington, D.C. and North Carolina, possibly. What I read said there wasn't really a region, but she just wanted to talk about what was going on. I don't know if there was a region, I'm not really sure. You can figure it out. Let me know that I was wrong. I'm cool with that. In 1981, there was a region went to WSC called the Mid-Eastern Region. There were 14 areas that made up the Mid-Eastern Region. And what do I got here? I got something on that, don't I? I want to say something about it. No, it says it's the Mideastern. You'll have to read your WSC minutes from 1981. It says, look, this guy, representative for Mideastern region, comprised of Central and Eastern Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, East and West Virginia, and District of Columbia. Various AFCs have chosen to form RSC, elected officers for RSC. Region has 5 24-hour hotlines, about 100 meetings, 15 in Philadelphia and Delaware area, 20 in D.C. and Baltimore, 1 in West Virginia, and 4 in Virginia. Convention last year, they're talking about the first East Coast Convention. helped unify region, and all of area's meetings have more than doubled. Second East Coast Convention is coming up in June 26, 27, 28. That's in New Jersey. Region has been communicating with other areas, participated with a lot of literature committee planning to bid for next World Convention. That's a common theme. Everyone wants the World Convention. Everyone wants the East Coast Convention, you know. So hardly any NA, right? But the people that were here, well, what do they have, you know? Some of them, I hear, went to the literature conferences or writing the basic text, you know. They didn't live in a little box. There's a lot of interaction between what's going on, and I don't know all the relationships, you know. I know that there were institutions that started having NA meetings that said, you got to get clean in NA. So NA kind of started up that way. There were people doing H&I work in all these small areas, and maybe something like this was their dream. I'm sure a fellowship like this was their dream, you know. If you look at the 82 WSC minutes, Mid-Atlantic region is what it's called. The RSR comes in and he says, hey, Eastern Mid-Atlantic region consists of Connecticut, New York City, Northern New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Delaware, South New Jersey, Tidewater area in Virginia, and Metro Washington, D.C. Those areas represent 205 groups, 287 meetings, 32 H&I meetings, and we think 1,435 addicts. One of the things he says is, we anticipate that now what we know as Mid-Atlantic region will be, by this time next year, at least three regions, regions created in unity to better serve the recovering addict who are out there carrying the message of recovery. Blah, blah, blah. So, to add that. Okay, so, and that did happen. Right after that, where's my notes here? They had addicts from these areas showed up at a campout in Virginia, and they voted and said, hey, we want to form this Chesapeake Potomac region, which they voted like September 11th to have it, and September 19th they held the first RSC in College Park. And it was formed by the eight areas that were represented at the time: Tidewater, Peninsula, Richmond, Blue Ridge, Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Central Maryland, and Baltimore. Prior to that, there have been some Virginia campouts as far as events to let you guys know that you can still have fun even if you get clean. AVCNA 1 was held in, after that. One of the things I brought, look, someone saw me with my bag and they were on me like I'm doing NA show and tell. And one of the things I have is a Chesapeake Potomac regional directory. And this is around May of 83. So it shows the eight areas. I'll hold it up. Look, one of the things that I did in this getting ready for this business is I took all the stuff that I'm going to talk about and I put it on a website. So if you guys have internet on your phone, you want to pull this up, the website right now is at, all the documents that I put together are at www.listentorecovery.com/CPRNA. Okay? You can look at PDFs right now from your internet-enabled phone if you want to follow along. I love the changes in the world. You know what I mean? You can check it out later. I'll leave it up there for a while. But I've seen what some other guys have done with their history in, like, Philadelphia, and they got a bunch of their archives up on the internet. And, man, there's so much stuff we got, and I know you want to paw through all of it because I do. Let me see all your Together We Cans from 86 and 87. I got them. Almost all of them from 83 to 85, and I looked at this stuff, you know. And when people say, oh, no, NA didn't exist here at that time, I said, bullshit, let me pull out my newsletter, and it'll prove that it was there. You know what I mean? Because you could say, well, I assume that, no, it's hard to assume what happened here before you got here. You know, because you say, okay, well, what have you said? Okay, Susquehanna area formed in April of 86. You can't say, well, some of those groups didn't exist before then, because before the groups were there, you know, before the area was there, there were groups there, and they were part of Baltimore area, and they said, wow, we got enough groups, I think we'll have an area like these other areas are having, and pretty soon we'll have three regions here in this Chesapeake and Potomac, and we'll be serving the addicts who still suffer. So, look, I got to pick up the pace here, because I only got 8 minutes left. So, look, in 83, those eight areas estimate 119 meetings, I think I said that. They had this convention. Of course, our members had been to conventions. They'd been to the East Coast Convention, and they were saying, damn, we want one of them. You know, addicts went from Washington, D.C., went to the 84 World Convention in Chicago with a bid. They already knew they wanted the World Convention. They probably went to a World Convention in New York City in 83 and said, wow, we got to have one of these in D.C. You know, 85 was a big year for Chesapeake and Potomac region. There was a lot of events going on. They had the third AVCNA down in Richmond. They had the first annual Chesapeake and Potomac annual traditions workshop. They took the input from this workshop. It's a convention. And they sent it to the World Lit Committee for input for the It Works How and Why book that didn't come out for a while after that. Well, they sent it in. You know, they were working on what do we know about this stuff. Baltimore area hosted the 6th East Coast Convention at Towson, which was a huge deal for them. Right before that, two areas spun off of Baltimore, spun off in Unity, formed in Unity. West Side area formed in March of 85, and so did the Bay Area. And then World Convention 15 was at the in Washington, D.C., at the Shoreham Hotel, 2500 Calvert Street, Northwest. So, look, I was reading through. I got to pick up the pace here because I don't have that much time. But Central Atlantic region, which is what it's called now, was formed in March of 85. March 10th of 85, the areas from Virginia spun off and formed a region down there. Free State didn't form until September of 90. Look, I mean, at one time there were 17 areas in the region of Chesapeake and Potomac. Areas formed in 86. I already mentioned Susquehanna, but Delmarva area formed in April of 86, which spun off of Tri-County in Greater Philadelphia. Some of those meetings were part of Baltimore area. There was a meeting in Ocean City at the Atlantic Club that goes back to like 83. So, look, I looked at some of the stuff that I have. I got a meeting. Let's try to recreate this, and I asked a question of a friend of mine today. And my notes say there was a Bull Run area. Anybody know Bull Run area? Anyone? I saw on the meeting list in summer of 88, I believe it probably folded, probably like 91. I think they hosted the AVCNA in 91. I don't know if they folded like right after that. Right. Well, I was going to say that some of the meetings from this Bull Run area are part of Nirvana, Summer Battlefield, and then Summer, even another one. Are you ex-Bull Run? Bull Run alumni? Look, and the meeting list says that there's a Southern Maryland area, and I don't know if that's because they were saying, okay, Tri-County area is Southern Maryland, or if it ever was called Southern Maryland area. But one of the things I found was that the Bull Run area said their first anniversary was in July of 88. So, look, I'm not sure when Frederick area formed, but I'm sure it was prior to March of 88. 86? See, and that's what happens. You get your people together and you start saying, well, what happened and who was there? And people start talking and then you got an argument. It's awesome. And that's one of the things that, well, like I knew that if I start saying, well, so-and-so says that blah, blah, blah happened then, look, but I do know that these areas formed between June of 88 and December of 89. East of the River area formed, Montgomery area formed, Ocean Gateway area formed, Rock Creek area formed. I know that Montgomery area formed right after CMP 3, which was in Bethesda, say April, June of 89. So December 89, CMP region, Baltimore, Bay, Central Maryland, Delmarva, District of Columbia, East of the River, Frederick, Montgomery, Nirvana, Ocean Gateway, Rock Creek, South Potomac, Susquehanna, Tri-County, Westside. Carrying the message to the addict who still suffers. You know, this model of NA service where we're going to have areas that support the groups in a region that helps them work together to do larger services has really proven that it's worked. You know, I don't know who dreamed it up. I got ideas about who dreamed up this before there were addicts, you know, before there were people in meetings in these places. Somebody dreamed this stuff up, and they were genius, right? So, like I mentioned, Free State Region, first RSC meeting, September 15th and 90, according to the winter 2011 Free State Region meeting list, serves 838 meetings, formed by Baltimore Bay, Westside, Susquehanna, Northeast Freedom. Don't let anybody else tell you any different. New area, the Northwest area was attending. I read the RSC minutes. They said, we don't know what we're going to do yet. We're hanging out. East of the Bay area formed in February 14th of 91 was their first area meeting, and they joined the RSC at the fifth meeting, which was the first RSC after they formed. So, okay, did I skip some things? Northeast area formed in about January 90, Northwest area July 29th of 90. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Look, I think I skipped a detail I wanted to tell you about. When this region formed, there was originally in 81 all of Baltimore and Washington was one area. What I hear is they formed in November of 90 with very small, like less than 10 groups, they started their area. November 80, my bad. It says right here, November 80. I'll put my notes up on the website. They're not there yet. Okay, so in August of 81, Baltimore area formed out of that, and they started talking about forming the region, and they looked at Washington, D.C. and said, wow, this is going to be three areas. So basically about the same time that this region started, like the month before, August 31st is what they say is the birthday of Nirvana, Washington, D.C., and Central Maryland. I don't know. You guys going to make T-shirts and stuff? To me, like, when you find out when these areas started and stuff, that's when you know you can have your birthday. You know what I mean? And you can make some T-shirts and stuff or whatever you do. However you celebrate that we've been working together to carry the message because, you know, we have a history. And when you tell someone, hey, this is the 25th convention, or you say, hey, the region's 28 years old, or you say, hey, it's not a question of, like, you know, what's going on and how did we end up here. A lot of people worked really hard to make sure this thing would happen. Okay, so I'm at the end of my speech. So in closing, what's going on? Decades of traditions in this original Chesapeake and Potomac region, areas having and held conventions and retreats and speaker jams, almost all of them. Look, I tried to make a list, then I said, holy cow, almost all of them have done it. A lot of retreats, Unity Days, Addict Olympics, and this kind of thing. Look, I got here we go. So look, the original Chesapeake and Potomac region. Right now, there's 413 meetings in what's now CMP. I tried to add this up in the Central Atlantic region, but the website's kind of whack. Just my opinion. Made it a little hard for me. But look, 541 meetings in the Central Atlantic region, 15 areas in, you know, region of Virginia's, 838 meetings in the Free State region. That's a total of 1,792 meetings from maybe 10 mostly isolated meetings at the start of 80. Holy cow. What kind of growth rate is that? That's our history. Phenomenal growth. Addicts getting new lives and a miracle. CarryTheMessage.com. www.carrythemessage.com for Danny. And that's all I wanted to say.